You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Thursday edition. Yesterday, I gave you a rather long show, a lot of it with testimony, on the first day of the so-called impeachment inquiry hearings. Now, I'm not going to go over that again, other than to emphasize, what are the Democrats trying to do? What are they afraid of? Well, there are two things they're really afraid of. And you see that partially in the fact that they don't want the so-called whistleblower, the phony whistleblower, to testify. Now, he's a low-level activist, a Democratic activist. He's a CIA analyst, but he did work in the Obama administration, as well as with Joe Biden, and his area was the Ukraine, interesting enough. They can't have him testify. The Democrats cannot have him testify under oath, especially in public. Now, the Republicans, I think, are making a mistake, because some of them are trying to push for him to testify behind closed doors. That's not acceptable. And the Republicans will demand and should demand and pound the table and do whatever it takes to get the whistleblower in front of the American people. Because he has insights as to a lot of the dirt that the Democratic Party is covering up. Now, some of it you'll learn about in 2020, what I call the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a real conspiracy. It's not. It is not a theory. There are several books out, and later on I'll get into that, not this show, but another show. I've read one. I have to read two more. There was a Democratic Party conspiracy, and the first thing they had to do was get Hillary Clinton out from under FBI investigations. That's what James Comey did. He was the fixer. That's what I call him. And they all thought once she got the nomination, she was going to be the next president. Keep that in mind. They thought that was a sure thing. You can take it to the bank, bet all your money. And in my mind, that's where they made the big mistake. Because then they got sloppy, they got arrogant, and President Obama engaged in abuse of power that's going to come back and bite him big time. And he should go to prison for it. Prison. Now, we're not there. We're far from that. Because what is going on now? Everyone thinks this is an impeachment hearing about Trump. No, it's a cover-up, and the press is in on this. The big lie media is in on this big time. They can't let you know what was going on in 2016 to smear Trump. And part of it, a small part of it, was what the Ukrainian government, people in Ukraine were doing to help Hillary Clinton in smearing Trump. They had to come up with something on Trump that would cause him to ideally resign from the ticket. He didn't do that. They thought initially they had it with the Access Hollywood tapes, but Donald Trump didn't give up, stayed on the ticket, and he won. And that's when this massive cover-up began. And what they were trying to do initially, the initial plan was Donald Trump was in cahoots. He was conspiring with the Russians and Putin, and that's why he won. That's a fantasy, folks. There's no evidence of that. And since that has failed, they had to come up with another conspiracy. This time, it was to convince you that Donald Trump, and it came out today, they switched the language. Before, they were going on and on and on about a quid pro quo. Donald Trump offered him a quid pro quo. The irony is, and I said this on a number of prior shows, the big quid pro quo guy is Joe Biden. If you want an iconic example of what a real quid pro quo looks like, look at Joe Biden. There's a tape on it. You don't take my word for it. And what was the deal? But embedded in the deal was a big lie. Joe Biden was President Obama's lead on the Ukraine situation. In other words, he was given the portfolio to deal with Ukraine. Now, Ukraine is noted worldwide, remember, was part of the Soviet Union for many, many years, as a very, very, very corrupt place. Bribery was a way of doing business. So today, Pelosi said quid pro quo equals bribery. A better way to understand it, that President Trump offered a bribe. No, he didn't. See, quid pro quo does not mean bribery. The best way to describe it, and I have a lot of information on it, is an exchange. Every day you go grocery shopping and pay the cashier the money. That's a quid pro quo. You give your money to the cashier, and she gives you a receipt for the bag of groceries that you bought. It's an exchange. An exchange. Now, what is Donald Trump really want, and what he does not want repeated? In the 2016 election, the Democrats, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and the Democratic Party were in cahoots with who? The Ukrainian government. You need to know, though, prior to this, and there was a reason they had to do this, you had a prosecutor investigating both the owner of the natural gas company, you've heard the name, Burisma Holdings. And yes, that guy, they like to refer him to the oligarch. He's a sort of a boogeyman, the oligarch. He's a thug. He was corrupt. Oh, yeah, he was corrupt. And the prosecutor was going after Burisma, investigating him, and he was getting real hot. But who sat on the board of Burisma? Yes, by now you should know. It's Hunter Biden and his friend Devon, Archer Devon. They were getting paid a nice monthly check of over $83,000. Nice work if you can get it. And for 5 years, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was collecting. And so was Archer Devon. Keep that in mind. So this prosecutor, what did Joe Biden say? He's corrupt. He's corrupt. The big lie is repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Now, most Americans don't. If someone is corrupt, what should you look for? Driving fancy cars, a big house. This guy wasn't corrupt. He was a prosecutor of integrity. Now, you're going to see a lot of conflicting information. And he was asking, what did I do wrong? Why am I fired? And he was fired. Why? Joe Biden said, if you don't fire him, you're not going to get over a billion dollars, not a million, $1 billion in loan guarantees, plus a lot of other aid. You better fire him. That's a quid pro quo, a dirty quid pro quo. What they wanted to stop is looking into the fact that the oligarch that owned Burisma paid Joe Biden's son a lot of money, and they wanted it to continue. So they fired him. Now that government is gone. There's a new government, a reform government. And Trump, well, let's listen to Trump, because Trump has he's direct. He says what's on his mind. And I'll tell you what was rubbing him the wrong way. Why should we send our hard-earned money to the Ukraine? Remember, in the Obama administration, a lot of that money that I just went over $1 billion for loan guarantees and aid, a lot of it was stolen. It disappeared because the oligarch that not only owned Burisma owned a bank, and most of the money went to the bank, and suddenly it wasn't around anymore. See, that's what you get when you're in a very corrupt situation. And that was the person that Joe Biden stopped the prosecutor from going after. They couldn't go after Burisma because that would expose Hunter Biden's involvement in it. Not that it was secret, but let's listen to Donald Trump. Now, he was asked a question. And this was a press conference. There was another I think it's Finland or some other country was there. In other words, this is, you've seen this once, you've seen it a thousand times. The president and a head of state is there. They have a joint press conference, and then the press asks questions unrelated to what the real purpose of the press conference is. So listen to this.
Mr. President, can you just make clear right here, what do you or what did you want President Zelensky to do with regard to Joe and Hunter Biden?
If you look at what he said, okay, and he brought it up. I think he brought up the name Rudy Giuliani.
He did. He brought this up. He being the Ukrainian president brought up Giuliani. And listen in.
What I want is the following, and I've said this loud and clear. We have our ambassadors here. We have Mike Pence here. Why are we the only ones that give the big money to the Ukraine?
Very, very good question, because, see, Donald Trump knows, and I know, the American people don't like foreign aid. Why? Because a lot of times it goes to corrupt regimes, and who gets the money? Do the people get the money? No. The dictator and his pals. And when you're dealing with Ukraine, there's a good chance that that could happen.
We give money to Ukraine, and it's bothered me from day one, and you have plenty of people just here. I say, how come it's always the United States that gets ripped? Frankly, Ukraine, we want to help them. And I do like the new president. You know why I like him? Because he was honest. Because he said there was no pressure at all exerted on me, meaning him, by the president of the United States. He said it. By the way, that one sentence should stop this.
It should stop it, but it hasn't.
He said there was no pressure exerted. But you don't have to ask him. All you have to do is read the transcript, read the telephone call. But what I was having a problem with are two things. Number one, Ukraine is known before him for tremendous corruption, tremendous, more than just about any country in the world. In fact, they're rated one of the most corrupt countries in the world. And I don't like giving money to a country that's that corrupt. Number two.
You don't like giving
money. Number two, I said the following, and I said this loud and clear to everybody. And in fact, Rob Portman backed me up, and there's nobody more honorable than Rob Portman of Ohio. Because he called up, please let the money go. I said, Rob, I hate being the country that's always giving money when Ukraine helps Europe and the European countries far more than they help us. They're like a wall between Russia and Europe. They're like a wall. They're a big, wide, beautiful wall. And he said, you know what, but it's important. And he came out and he said that. That was my only reason. Because I don't like being the sucker country. We were the sucker country for years and years. We're not the sucker country anymore. But I gave the money because Rob Portman and others called me and asked. But I don't like to be the sucker. And European countries are helped far more than we are. And those countries should pay more to help Ukraine. Ask a question, please.
Now, let me interject a couple of points. And this exchange is almost over because he wants the question directed to this president from another country. I think it's Finland. The Ukrainians wanted a missile system that can take out Soviet tanks, missile killers. And that's the Javelin system that the United States Army uses. And they've been asking and asking and asking for it because it would help them defend against, I was almost said, a Soviet Union attack, a Russian attack with their tanks. And who wouldn't give them that system? It's Barack Obama. Barack Obama, for several years, towards the end of his administration, totally refused to provide Ukraine with lethal military aid or assistance. Oh, he'd provide blankets and first aid kits, things like that, but he wouldn't provide, for example, the Javelin missile system, as well as anything else, like snipers, rifles are important. It's only when Trump became president that lethal aid was authorized, and Trump provided it to the Ukraine. And guess what? Our State Department like that? Our Defense Department like that? That was a fundamental change in U.S. foreign policy. And I would say probably the majority of the American people like that. Now, my only reservation is, as long as we don't have to intervene in this country. See, I'm like Trump. Who benefits most from having that buffer wall, however you want to describe it? It's Europe. And Europe should be providing military equipment and aid to the Ukraine. not the United States. We need to defend our own borders. Unfortunately, that neither the Democrat or Republican Party will appropriate the money. Oh, we're being invaded, but so what? We have to provide aid to the Ukraine. And we did. Now let's continue a little bit more, and then I'll cut this off.
Thank you, sir.
What did you want about Biden? What did you want him to look into on Biden?
Look, Biden and his son are stone cold crooked, and you know it. His son walks out with millions of dollars. The kid knows nothing. You know it, and so do we. Go ahead, ask a question.
But the question, sir, was what did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the president of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which was,
did you hear me?
Did you hear me? Yes,
ask him a question.
I will.
This is just a Reuters reporter. He's part of fake news. He's biased. They hate Trump. He's one of the hate Trumpers. Why are they trying to frame it like this? What Trump wants to know is, why did the Ukrainian government interfere in the U.S. elections in 2016? And who has information on that? Oh, it's the whistleblower that Adam Schiff will not let testify so the American people can hear answers to very embarrassing questions as to what the Democrats were doing in the 2016 election with the Ukrainians and who was all involved and what was going on. Now, I think at shortly, if not sooner, we're going to get a rough outline of what was going on. See, the Democrats will say, well, what are you talking about? The Russians interfered. Oh, yeah, the Russians interfered. And Hillary Clinton and her campaign and the DNC bought disinformation, fabricated information from the Russians. And they were paid by Christopher Steele, a foreign agent. Yes, British intelligence, MI6. But he had retired for that over 10 years ago. It's another Trump hater. And I'm not a Trump hater or lover. I just want to be fair here. Not fake news, fair news. How about fair news? Or professional journalism or investigative journalism. Instead, what we have is junk journalism. It's activist propaganda. And that's the problem with the major networks and your newspapers. They're so far biased against Trump, and they're really the propaganda arm, although it's really the other way, of the Democratic Party. They tell the Democratic Party what they want, and the Democratic Party delivers. They can't get over the fact that Hillary Clinton lost. She was just a lousy candidate. You don't have to listen to her theories. She lost. You selected her, and she lost. The worst candidate I think the Democratic Party has had probably in its history. I'd have to go back. There might be one other one that was as worse. Oh, yeah, she got a popular vote, but listen, if you go to campaign in California, you can run up that vote, because that's one state that today is single-party controlled by the Democratic Party. So they can get the vote out and run it up, but so what? Doesn't matter. You need 270 Electoral College votes. Donald Trump got 304 out of 306 that were his electors. That's why he's president today. Yet they want to, and they thought, their first coup attempt, and that's what it was to impeach Trump based on what they thought was his conspiracy with the Russians. It never existed. And that was the conclusion of the Mueller report. So that bombshell turned out to be a dud. So they need to quickly regroup, and we need another bombshell. And that's what we're seeing right now. It's going to turn out to be a dud because it's going to collapse. But Nancy Pelosi switched the language. Let's listen to what she had to say.
Yesterday, you heard an appointment of the president speak in very unambiguous terms, a courageous public servant. The devastating testimony corroborated evidence of bribery uncovered in the inquiry.
There was no evidence of bribery. She's lying. She's part of the Liars Club. That's why they picked Adam Schiff, the unbelievable pathological liar, Adam Schiff. They're trying to say that quo means bribery because for money, for one example, there are many examples, money for goods or services. It could be I'll do you a favor if you do me a favor. Another one is, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. A quid pro quo does not necessarily mean a bribe. It can be in a condition of an exchange. We'll give you foreign aid with these conditions, and to the extent you meet the conditions, you'll get it. Donald Trump, and the key point here, all this testimony that you've been hearing, and you'll hear more of it, is Donald Trump put a hold, less than 8 weeks, I think it was 55 days, on whether or not to provide the military assistance, the aid, foreign aid, however you want to characterize it, to the Ukraine. And that was causing the bureaucrats, they're having fits. Why is he doing this? They need the money. I agree they need the money. And yeah, they can need the money and they can buy javelins, missile systems. And keep in mind, a lot of this money is buying U.S. military equipment. That's very, very common. Israel's a good case. We give a lot of aid to Israel, but it's conditioned. They got to buy F-16s, F-15s, F-35s. Keep that in mind. Quid pro quo, most of the time, doesn't mean bribery. It could. I'll be the first one to say there could be circumstances where it is a bribe, but not here. Donald Trump is president of the United States, and as president, he sets foreign policy, not the Department of State. And if he wants to put a hold on it to just make sure that we're not going to lose it, remember, we lost a lot of money, over $1 billion when Obama was president, in aid that we sent over. It's a corrupt country. And he put strings attached to it. But these crooks, they're no longer in the government. These are the past administration. They know how to steal money. The oligarch that's at Burisma knows how to steal money and has a bank. So do I think, well, let's finish listening to Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker.
And that the president abused power and violated his oath by threatening to withhold military aid and a White House meeting in exchange for an investigation into his political rival.
What Donald Trump really wants is an investigation into the 2016 election by the Ukraine government. That's really what he wants, because this is part of the bigger conspiracy, the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy. And it's coming out, probably starting, it'll start the very beginning of it in terms of exposing it, either before Thanksgiving or the very latest in December. And that's the Inspector General of the Department of Justice investigation. But remember, he can only question and recommend prosecutions. It's up to the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, and the U.S. Attorney, John Durham. They will decide who, provided they have the evidence, they will go after in the Obama administration. See, that's what the Democrats are in mortal fear of. Because when the extent of the conspiracy is exposed, you're going to see a lot of Americans, and I mean of all parties, become disgusted at Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and those government officials, both high and low, that were involved in this. He used the intelligence community to spy on the American people, and there was no justification for that. Now, they will argue they had it. They didn't. They misled the court. They were trying to represent the so-called Christopher Steele dossier as evidence that candidate Trump was conspiring with the Russians. He wasn't. They couldn't verify it. And the first requirement of any FISA warrant is the FBI is representing that it's verified, the information in the application, and they couldn't do it. There was no way it could do it because it was second, third, fourth hand hearsay. Even Christopher Steele characterized it as, quote, raw intelligence. I don't know if it's true or not. It was fabricated information, what the intelligence community calls leverage, or at least they thought they had leverage. It didn't work. It was a fiction, and it was used, initially it was going to be used in the 2016 election, and then the election happened and Donald Trump won, so they said, well, what can we do with this? Well, we'll use it as the basis for impeaching Trump. If there's smoke, there must be fire. The problem is, there was nothing there. You see, Hillary Clinton, her campaign, hired Fusion GPS, who in turn hired the British intelligence, former British intelligence of MI6, Christopher Steele, to try to find, hopefully, real real dirt, real leverage on Trump. He didn't come up with anything. I mean, real dirt. What he came up with were misinformation, disinformation provided by government officials of Russia. Actually, it was Hillary Clinton and her campaign funding, giving money to Russians to come up with dirt or rumors or anything, anything that they could use in the campaign. Well, they came up with nothing. And then they repurposed the whole thing. And that convinced some of the naive people, both in the Department of Justice and I'll be candid, in the Republican Party, thinking, you know, he must be dirty. He must be dirty. Donald Trump must have been colluding. How did he beat Hillary Clinton? The trouble with that is he did beat her. And the Russians had next to nothing to do with it. I'm not saying they didn't interfere, but were the American people aware of interference? No votes were changed. That's something that needs to be emphasized. No votes were changed. They were just trolling Facebook and other social networking, paid for some advertising, but did you see it? Most people didn't see it. It was totally ineffective. So now this is the second coup attempt, part of the bigger cover-up. You're focusing on this. What aren't you focusing on yet? My only advice to Donald Trump is tell your Department of Justice to get the lead out. They've had plenty of time to investigate. I'm patient up to a point. Another way to say this, it's past time to be on defense. It's time to go on offense. Now, I know what's going on here. They're making sure that their cases, whoever they indict, is going to be nailed. They're going to have the evidence. So if you hear that so-and-so was indicted, you know, most of the time when the Justice Department does that, 80 to 90% of the time, they got a solid case. They truly believe if the evidence were presented to a jury of their peers that they would be convicted beyond a reasonable doubt. All of that, all those indictments should be coming out 2020, just in time for the election. How sweet it is. But there's a danger here. But I think it's collapsing of its own weight. The fact that they had to change from quid pro quo that wasn't working, I think a lot of Americans know what it means. And now they're saying bribery, bribery. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. What Trump wanted to make sure that in 2020, we don't have a repeat of what the Democrats did in 2016, not only in the United States surveilling the opposition, but also smearing the presidential candidate by using a foreign government such as Ukraine. Perfectly legitimate as far as I'm concerned, because there was not a conspiracy theory. There was a conspiracy carried out against Donald Trump and the Republican Party. And that's what the Democratic Party does not want the American people to know, because once they know, they're going to be mad, outrage, and a lot of Democrats, if you have a D after your name, you're not going to be reelected. So Nancy Pelosi says Donald Trump was offering a bribe. The bribe was money that Congress had appropriated, approved to give the Ukraine, and it was given to the Ukraine. And President Zelensky did not, in any press conference, indicate at all that he's going to investigate. Now, the Ukrainian government has been investigating Ukrainian citizens and convicting them, the previous government, of trying to influence the U.S. elections. What Donald Trump wants is a thorough, complete investigation of what those past government did, entirely reasonable and justified. What they're trying to twist it into is he's after Hunter Biden. Donald Trump doesn't have to say anything, because let me tell you, Joe Biden's not going to get the nomination. Because once this scandal, and it's not just the Ukraine, it's also communist China. Remember, we're just starting the race for the nomination. This information is going to come out, and slowly but surely, Joe Biden will be a damaged, severely damaged candidate that no one would want to vote for. Once you get the stigma, whether it's justified or not, of being corrupt, that stink is not going to rub off easy. What the Democrats are afraid of is a thorough, complete investigation by the Ukrainians into the 2016 election, together with what the United States government is investigating. That's their real fear, and that's why they want to use an English word, bribery.
A clear attempt of the president to give himself the advantage in the 2020 election. Doing so, as I've said to the president, jeopardize our national security, undermine our national security.
Now, let me say this. This is the hypocrisy. When Obama was president, he was jeopardizing our national security by not giving lethal weapons to the Ukraine. This is phony baloney. She's lying. And the American people know it. Listen to some of the people testifying. They all applauded Donald Trump for releasing the funds. And included in that are these Javelin systems.
Jeopardize the integrity of our electoral system, violate your oath of office.
Person who violated his oath of office was Barack Obama, his attorney general, his FBI director, his Central Intelligence Agency director, their deputies and staff. They betrayed the American people. The great betrayal of Barack Obama and the Democratic Party. They believe that the ends, electing Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the ends justified any means, including the greatest abuse of power in American history. The sheer arrogance is amazing. Now, I'm looking at the clock. I can't go any longer, and I want to, and I'll probably pick it up tomorrow. Glenn Beck has been researching this. He has a lot more resources than I do, trying to get to the bottom of it, and who's ignoring what he's come up with? Big Lie Media. They should be investigating this. They're not. They're lying about it. But the Republicans are listening. That's why it's absolutely essential that the Republicans get the so-called whistleblower. He must testify in public, not behind closed doors, in public. And they should push and push and push and make the case. And I think they should say the name and say his involvement, because he's part of both the Ukrainian part of the conspiracy and the larger conspiracy. He's a low-level player, folks, but he knows where a lot of the bodies are buried, and he's afraid, and I think he has a legitimate fear, that there are a lot of people don't want him to say anything, especially under oath, because they fear that it's going to lead right back to the Democratic Party, Barack Obama, and those that were involved in that campaign and misusing of the intelligence community. So what I urge you to do is spend the time. I put the videos, they're there. You can Google it or go to YouTube and look it up. But I have several of the relevant YouTube videos. One is very long that lays it all out. That's 2 hours. That's a lot of time. But he has some shorter ones. There are people plotting the demise of this country, and many of them are Democrats. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.